Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, get up, get your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
The world's on fire, Jop. The world's on fire. It's time to grill.
That's right. Get your beef ready, because that's what it's going to all be about today. Is we're going to beef it up. We're going to beef up your grilling prowess, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood when we put some standing cow on the heat. What you thinking, man?
Well, I prefer to lay it down.
Right.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. You can check us out at thegrillingguys.com anytime you want. You can click on a link there for podcasts. You can like us on Facebook. And I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. But personally, myself, I am not on Facebook any longer.
Yeah, what I saw that.
I gave up. I watched that little weasel testifying to the Congress, and I said, I don't want this guy to have my data.
Yep.
He was sleazy.
Well,
and I am not. I'm done. I wiped everything. I don't want to be mined anymore. Same reason I got rid of Google. I'm using nothing but proprietary emails, and I'm not Googling squat because I'm sick of these people making billions off of my quest.
Yeah, well, maybe your information isn't quite that profitable, but I bet everybody's is, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I say dump Facebook.
Okay.
You can like us on thegrillingguys.com. You don't need Facebook.
Well, it's your prerogative. It's because everybody gets a choice. Nobody's paying for Facebook. It's your each and everybody's
decision. Well, you are. You're paying with your dignity. They're selling your data. Well, that's why every time you're on your computer and you look at something, like 2 minutes later, there's a banner ad. I was like, wow.
Yeah, how did they know?
Why is there a picture of my bathroom on this ad?
Right, yeah.
Creepy.
Exactly. So anyway, let's get into what a little more Grilling Guys centric.
I just had to do a rant.
I understand that they come daily. So we were all fortunate enough to have that one shared with us. So, but we're going to beef it up today. And I want to talk a little bit about a process I'm in the middle of right now. And that is dry aging some standing rib roasts. And I bought one, and it didn't quite fill my area that I wanted to fill, so I went and bought another one. They're a day apart, no big deal. But I wanted to talk a little bit about what it is, why it is, and what I'm expecting to be the end product of all of this.
That's a mouthful.
Right. So I bought a couple standing rib roasts. I had the bones cut off them and then trussed back on them just because I like that bone when I am drying it out. I feel it holds a little bit of more moisture than I don't have all four sides exposed. But so I've got two standing primes. And the reason that you do this is that there's two kinds of aging. There's a wet aging and a dry aging. And really the difference is the wet aging is in that cryovac, right? That plastic that they get shrink wrapped with. There's moisture in there.
Right.
You can thaw out one of those or buy one fresh and just leave it in your refrigerator for 30 to 45 days. And there's a key there. When I say refrigerator, two things come to mind is one, you want constant temperature. So don't put it in your everyday refrigerator. I've got a little, I call them dorm fridges, but the half height fridge, I only dry age meat in this thing. Okay. And I leave the door closed. And the second thing is if you're below 33 degrees, you get no aging because the moisture in the meat is frozen. And if you get above 37 degrees, you'll get bacteria growing, okay? So you want to be in that 4-degree, 5-degree window right there from 33 to 37 where your aging will happen.
In the safety zone.
Yeah, in that safety zone. And what you want it is you want that consistent, so you don't want to put it in the fridge that you're opening seven times a day where the heat and the cool and the temperature is going to fluctuate a lot.
You also let in humidity when you're doing
right.
That.
So I went online, and we talked to these guys about a year ago. There's a company called a Steak Ager, which is just a little chamber that you put in your refrigerator. It's got a little fan on it with a charcoal filter, so it sucks away some of the natural process of the meat drying out. is going to seem like it's spoiling, but it's a natural process of the drying, and it's the blood coming out and the moisture coming out of the meat. Because when this process is done, you're going to have about 30% less weight than you had when you started. Because what a dry aging does is it lets the enzymes in the meat break down the connective tissue and the muscle that is in that steak. And it makes it two things. It makes it more tender, and it concentrates the flavor. Those are the two reasons why we're going to dry age a piece of beef, is I want it more tender, and I want it to be more flavorful.
Right. And then, so you get 30% less, but now you're going to have to carve off another 20% of the outside to get that funky stuff off before you cook.
And you're exactly right. And that's you've heard Bob use this term before, of a pellicle. We use it a lot when we're talking about fish. When we're brining fish, it'll form a pellicle on the outside. It's the same thing, and that's a process where that outer quarter inch is dried out so much that it's hard and crusty. So picture your standing prime sitting on the bench after you've got it dry aged. You're going to take your knife and cut down one side of it and take a quarter inch off, go to the other side and take a quarter inch off, and then because it's curved, right, it's round, it's really hard to run a knife down right. that. So what I do then is cut it into the steaks that I'm going to want to grill. And when I get the steak laying flat on the board, then trim I run right my around knife it. Around the outer edge.
So you have
edge
less waste that way.
Right.
That's a great idea. It's actually the process of rigor mortis taking place is what's going on.
Yeah, and it is. It's a little more firm. You're exactly right. And to draw that
But
parallel.
When you get on the inside, what you get is heavenly. Probably 6-7 years ago when I was in Chicago, I used to call on Backyard Barbecue. Danny over there, the greatest grill shop in Chicago. He hooked me up with his buddy, who is a butcher, who specializes in aging meat.
Right.
He had lamb, beef. So I was going up to see my favorite uncle who lived north of Chicago.
Yep,
I always
that.
Had that tech in my back.
Right.
And fortunately, I did do this because he passed away shortly after
right?
that.
Yep, I remember that.
So I bought three of these cowboy steaks in that shop. Now, by the time I got them, he had already done the trimming. He cut these things at about an inch and a half, and then he cowboyed them up with that nice handle on them.
Right.
When I opened them up and my uncle saw them, I mean, you'd have thought it was the greatest thing he ever saw. But what was better was all I did was put a little sea salt and pepper on them, grilled them to medium rare.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it is to this day the best steak I've ever eaten in my life.
And they always will be, because that concentrated flavor and that additional tenderness is amazing. Now, one thing that you didn't say, because you're humble, is that you spent about $39 a pound for that meat.
I spent $120 for three steaks.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But my point is, the reason that is one, it's a process. Somebody's got to go through this.
Oh, yeah.
But two, you're already starting with $16.99 a pound meat, and you're going to lose 30 to 40% of it
easily.
In weight. And by the time you trim it, you've lost about half.
Yep.
So this is not for feeding the neighborhood.
No.
Right? This is for a special occasion, but I just started it back in March. Like I said, I'm about 2.5 weeks in right now. And the last thing I want to tell you about it is, if you can dry these things 3 to 4 weeks, you're after tenderness only. But if you go to that 4th to 5th week, that's when you get that famous dry aged flavor. Okay, so your 28 to 35 days is the sweet spot, keeping it at that
and
temperature
a lot of,
zone.
And a lot of guys who sell aged beef, they pretty much have it at 28 days, because that's where it begins, and it's really, really good there, and they need to get their money back out of it.
Absolutely.
So a lot of aged meat, you'll see, well, they'll say 28
right.
or 31 days. That's and it'll be fine. You'll love it.
Right in the sweet spot. But this isn't hard to do. There's YouTube videos everywhere. You can check this stuff out on the internet, but just do what they say you should do, because that temperature and time, like a lot of things in grilling, makes all the difference.
And if you're going to grill it for mama, you want to make her happy, you get the love zone.
Yeah. Coming up next, maybe part of the love zone's your tri-tip. Stick with us. We'll be back.
And the veterans talk about